In dependence upon the Lord, Rony did help. I ask your very prayerful attention to the first epistle, General of Peter, chapter 1, and verses 6 and 7. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The dear apostle here, first of all, after general salutations, speaks to us about the believers' blessed and glorious hope that they have in the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But he comes here in these two verses in particular. What we are called to walk and pass through here in this life. Yes, dear soul, and I don't know anything about anyone here, but there are these trials. But notice this in the first place, wherein ye greatly rejoice, yes, in this blessed, glorious salvation that's been and is accomplished by the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who indeed came and suffered, bled and died in the place of poor dying sinners. And why, one might say, what shall I do, my Saviour, to praise? Yes, and that Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. But you see, the apostle says this, though now for a season, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Though now for a season. Dear soul, it's not going to last forever. What do we read just now in Psalm number 30? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night. There's that hymn, isn't there? 3:3R. The time of love will come. Time of love will come. What did the dear Lord Jesus say to his disciples? And perhaps this is where some of you are this morning. Ye now therefore have sorrow. Dear soul, that was not the end of his statement. That was not the end of his encouraging word. And Boris says, ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will. But I will see you again. Yes. But I will see you. And dear soul, if the Lord should say to your soul and mine this Lord's Day morning, I will see you again. It means this, dear soul, that he has already visited your soul at least once in your lifetime. He's visited you once before, dear soul, at least. Yes, and oh, that you and I may be like what we read there in Deuteronomy. And thou shalt remember all the work which the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou serve the Lord or not. And thou shalt remember, though now for a season. And dear soul, this season is God's season, and not yours and not mine. What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Again, dear soul, there is going to be an hereafter. There is going to be an hereafter. Though now for a season, if need be. You and I, we don't see the need of it, do we? We don't see the need of it. We say, why? Why was it that, can't think of the man's name now, there in the book of Kings, he was a great army man. And why are not the rivers of Abana and Parthia better than Jordan? Have I got to go and wash in Jordan? If need be. You know, dear soul, the dear Lord Jesus, we have at least one occasion, comes to mind, one occasion where the Lord Jesus had a need be, and his need be go through Samaria. Why, there was one soul whom he loved with an everlasting love. At the present time, still in dead in trespasses and sins. But you see, that appointed time has come when she must be called out of nature's darkness into his marvellous light. Yes, but the point is this, is our if need be. Though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. What a word this is, manifold. Oh, so many things going on in your life and mine. If it was just one thing, you think you could bear it, you could manage it. But because there's so many things, you say, I just cannot manage it. And dear soul, the Lord doesn't intend you to manage it. No, he never did intend you to manage it. What he intended you and I to do, dear soul, was to seek his face. To seek his help. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. This heaviness, as I say, one thing we perhaps think we could bear. But here it says manifold. And it, you know, that sometimes there's so many things, are there not? Why, as most of you probably know, that my working life, I was a plumber. And sometimes we had a manifold. And why we would have perhaps 10 or more pipes coming out of one place. Yes. Perhaps they say, oh, you've got 10 or more troubles and trials this Lord's Day morning. Coming out of one place, out of your poor heart, they're in your heart. Our heaviness. Our heaviness through manifold temptations. I think of that word you find in Proverbs chapter 12. Heaviness in the heart of man making it stoop. But a good word makes it glad. See this? Oh, there's a blessing there. There's a good word that makes it glad. Let's repeat it again. You now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. Is there that in your life this morning that's making you stoop? Cast down, burdened. Perhaps poor soul, you feel you just cannot go on. That's what we feel. But we still have to go on. And here's how we go on, looking unto Jesus. We go on, casting all our care upon him. Though now for a season. What do you read here in Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 54. The dear prophet tells us this, doesn't he? See, heaviness in the heart of man making it stoop. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. But with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee, for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. There's a blessed promise follows. For this is the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor forsake thee. For the mountains shall depart, the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. For a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. If need be, you know, the hymn comes to mind. Number 7. each verse, half of the verse is too wise to err, too good to be unkind. Trials must and will befall. Oh, but yes, to see love inscribed upon them all. Yes, dear soul, for you and I to be found submissive to his will. Through manifold temptations. You know, this here, for a season, heaviness, manifold temptations. Yes, dear soul, temptations. Temptations of the adversary. Yes, he that comes in like a flood. But dear soul, the Lord lifts up a standard against him. The Lord lifts up a standard against him. Is there a poor soul here this morning that thinks, feels that they're so bad, so sinful, that they cannot be saved? Yes, all I venture to say to you, that is a temptation of the devil. Now, he doesn't like me telling you this. No, he doesn't. But I've got to tell you this, dear soul. It's the devil's temptation. The dear Lord Jesus Christ, dear soul, says this, that all that the Father give me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. You may feel bad, you may feel wretched, you may feel disgusted, you may feel horrid, you may feel putrefied with sin and iniquity. But dear soul, the Lord will not cast thee out. He has said, come unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Yes. Manifold temptation. Cannot be saved. He says, your prayers are not heard. Well, let's just look at that case in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15. There's a poor woman. She's got a trial, hasn't she? She's got a trial. For a season. The Lord's going to bring her out of it. And so he is you, poor soul. She comes to the Lord. Bearing in mind what we just said, I will in no wise cast out. She comes to the Lord. She presents her case before the Lord. It is. Oh, Jesus, thou son of David. Have mercy upon me. My daughter is grievously vexed. Came out of the coast. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. I said, I will in no wise cast out. But he answered her not a word. This all his delays and not his denials. And again, in the Gospel you read about the occasion when the dear Lord Jesus would feed the multitude. And he asked Philip, how many loaves have ye? But it reads here this, but he himself knew what he would do. And he knew what he was doing here with his dear woman. And he knows what he's doing with you. He knows what he's doing with you. Oh, have mercy on me. The disciples, they come. And they say to Jesus, send her away. She cried after us. She's a nuisance. Dear soul, do you feel a nuisance this morning? Does the devil tell you you're a nuisance? Oh, why? As parents, sometimes we may get sick and tired of our children asking for something. And we say, then go away. But dear soul, the Lord Jesus is not like that. He's not like you and I. He's full of mercy, his pity, his compassion. She cried after her. Which wasn't the truth. Which is a distortion of the truth. Jesus still doesn't answer the woman. It appears to me that he answers the disciples. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And dear soul, yes, and that's where he's bringing you and I to fall down and worship him. Yes, dear soul, and when you and I get down there on our knees, Lord, help me. When that prayer is wrung out of our heart, that's when we, you and I, this all are worshipping him. It is. It is this all. Ah, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it at the dogs. Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Ah, you see, the time of love will come. Deliverance is at hand. O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. O heaviness in the heart, through manifold temptations. Tis all you under the temptations of the adversary. Why, poor soul, you perhaps go to bed with him, you wake up with him, during the night. But dear soul, the hymn writer puts it like this. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. You're not going to put yourself amongst the saints, but you are putting yourself amongst the weakest, aren't you? Weak, poor, feeble as I am. Yes, but those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, as Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Plod on, poor soul, plod on. Deliverance is yet at hand. Yea, and heaviness through manifold temptations. Through manifold temptations. I just think of poor dear Joseph. With all her, remember all the way the Lord thy God hath led thee. Yes, he had those dreams, didn't he? And because he told his brother those dreams. Why? They hated him. He finds himself in prison. Yes, in Egypt eventually. Yes. Manifold temptations. But, you know, dear Joseph's faith didn't give way, did it? Yes. The word of the Lord tried, until the word of the Lord came, the word of the Lord tried him. This all it did done. It was fulfilled. And here's all. Why was that word there in Psalm? I think it's 136. He remembers them in their lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. But all this, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory, the appearing of Jesus Christ. The trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Dear soul, yes, have you ever thought of it, dear soul, these trials, these difficulties, these things that you walk and pass in and through? Is the Lord trying your faith? Is all? The late Mr. Holt, pastor of Brixton, said here in this pulpit, he only came here two or three or Whit Mondays many years ago. But he said, friends, you can get to heaven without a reputation. You can get to heaven without an education. You can get to heaven without a bank balance. But dear soul, you don't get to heaven without faith. Never forgot it. Ah, yes. And it's, dear soul, it's that trial of your faith, which is much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. You know, fire should try every man's work of what sort it is. As the apostle writes to us here in Corinthians, if I could but find it. Every man's work should be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Poor dear Job, he went through a few things, did he not? Things far deeper than you and I have ever gone through, no doubt. But what did he say? When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Yes, gold in the furnace tried, ne'er loses aught but dross. So is the Christian purified, bettered by the cross. Dear soul, I found this here in my Bible this morning. How long I've had it here, I don't know. When I put it here, I don't know. But whoever wrote this knew something. I'll just read it to you. Peter was put through Satan's winnowing, but the chaff only in him was blown out. He was a smaller man after the winnowing. Just as the bulk of the wheat pile is reduced when the chaff is blown out. But he was a better man. He lost his rashness, his self-confidence, his pride. Became again a humble man, but stronger, majestic. Thus through the grace of Christ, even the falls of believers are made to work for their good. Much of the grandeur and power of Peter's life came out of that costly lesson. The oyster mends its shell with a pearl. Where the ugly wound was, there comes a gem, hiding the scar and making it a spot of lustrous beauty. So true repentance of sins changes the weakness of our lives into strength. If we are Christ's true followers, even our defeats become blessings. I say, I don't know how long it's been in the front of my Bible, and I don't know who gave it to me, but I found it only just a few minutes before I came out to chapel this morning. I thought, how true. It seemed to fit right into this text. Trial of your faith. Yeah. Oh, how true. You see, Peter was to be humbled. As that dear writer there says. You see, the rashness, the boldness, all the presumption, all that stuff, all goes. Gold in the furnace tried. Why, you say, gold, the goldsmith. You see, gold has to be melted down in a furnace, doesn't it? I don't know what the melting point of gold is. I've melted lead. And I think my memory's correct, that's about 420 Fahrenheit. But, you know, you can keep taking off all the dross off the top of it. And apparently the goldsmith, why, he will keep removing the dross, and he's very careful as well that he doesn't ruin that precious metal with too much heat. Can burn it. Ah, dear soul. What did we say just now? Too wise to err. And too good to be unkind. Yes, oh, he gives all needed grace. And he upholds, yes, oh, he upholds his people with that blessed unseen hand. Why? In writer speaks of the Lord Jesus who held up heaven and earth when Mary held up him. Ah, what does the Lord say unto his people in their trials, their difficulties? Why, here in Isaiah chapter 43, he says this to us, does he not? When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou passest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. That's the reason, because I am the Lord thy God. thy God, thy Saviour, thy Redeemer, thy all and in all. The flame shall not hurt thee. I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. When thou passest through the waters, yes, though now for a season, if need be, your in heaviness through manifold temptations, let the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Yes, all, it's this precious God-given faith. Perhaps, dear soul, you prayed, that the Lord might increase your faith. Yes. You prayed that the Lord might increase your faith. Is it here? The hymn writer speaks about this to us, does he not? Can't think of the number now, but I asked the Lord that I might grow. Is how it starts. I ask the Lord that I might grow. Yes, and it is in this way I answer prayer. Ah, yes. What was that hymn you sang just now? 'Tis a point I long to know. Yes. 'Tis a point I long to know. Yes, dear soul, it is a point. The trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Dear soul, you say the Lord, dear soul, is looking upon your poor never dying soul. He's not looking at those other things that are in your life. But blessed be God, he does hear and answer prayer, and he makes a way, he makes the crooked straight and the rough place plain. But it's through this path of faith, of approaching him in prayer and supplication. Oh dear soul, yes, he looks. Dear soul, he knows the end from the beginning. You and I barely know the beginning to the very present moment of time, do we not? But he knows the end of it all, dear soul. He knows the end of it. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be also. Why, what more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? But though it be tried with fire. Ah, yes. Fire burns up all that is false, does it not? But you see, the gold comes out. Ah, purified. Yes, yes, all it comes out purified. 7 times better. Yes, yes, and all this. Yes, what's all this for? Yes, it's to fit and prepare you and I for heaven and for glory. Remember this, that there is nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. And poor soul, you and I are defiled throughout by sin and by our very birth unclean. And all that's got to go. Yes, and sometimes it's all, it's through this fire. It's through this heaviness of these temptations. Ah, so this all, what you're saying, Lord, I don't know how to pray. Teach me how to pray. You perhaps think now you still don't know how to pray. But dear soul, you see, that prayer, that short prayer that we mentioned a moment ago, Lord, help me. It comes out of dire necessity, does it not? But that was real prayer. As one good man said once, prayer is not measured by the weight. It's not measured by the yard, rather. It's measured by the weight, by the sincerity of it. But it's all this. I might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Oh, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. His own was he say. Yes. You see, dear Moses, what the things that he went through. But esteem in the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Yes, blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Dear Moses and esteems. If we suffer with them, we shall also reign with them. The Lord Jesus Christ was tempted, was he not? Tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Blessed be his name. There's a day coming. There's a day coming. There's a day, dear soul, when the Lord will bid his people, his children, come. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Why standest thou without? Poor soul, you may be in the first part of this text, though now for a season. You may be in heaviness. You may be in temptations, through manifold temptations. You may be in the fires, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. But dear soul, the time of love will come, when the Lord will appear, when the Lord will bless, when the Lord will bid thee look unto him, when he will bid thee come. And to fly away, and to be at rest.